It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Welcome back to another episode of the Define Your Brand podcast. As always, Matt Crane here. Got my man Jeremy Warner, CEO, Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media. And today's show is really exciting, and it's going to be chock full of tips on how to define your brand on Instagram. We really appreciate each and every one of you again for all of those that listen into our podcast every single week across our listening platforms. We want to say thank you. Over 25,000 downloads and soaring, and we could not be more excited. Recently trended on Podbean as well, but I want to jump right into the tips. Four tips on defining your brand on Instagram. Tip number one, your bio. You know, writing a good Instagram bio might seem straightforward and it might come across as an easy task, but it actually requires a lot of thought. According to researchers, it takes less than 0.2 seconds for an online visitor to form an impression of your account. If you're using Instagram for business, it's really important for that first impression to be a good one. I want to go back really quickly and stress this. Less than 0.2 seconds to make that impression. And that is some powerful stuff, especially online. You only have a few seconds to make a great impression, so you better make it count. Your bio is one of the first things people will read once they hit your Instagram account. So you gotta make it pop. So what do you want to do to make that pop? Well, you want to add something unique about you. Okay, what do you do? What do you like? What's exciting going on in your life? You know, what makes you stand out? And what would make someone visiting or looking at your Instagram account stop and hold their position to take a deeper look? You want to add something you do well that brings value to others. This is vitally important. We talk about this all the time. Brings value to others. When someone comes to your Instagram account, what are you exchanging with them in terms of value for their time that they're spending on your account? And then number three, something that lets people know where they can find your latest project. What does that mean? Well, it could typically mean in your bio, there's a section for a link, a website, a podcast, a latest article, anything that might draw attention back to a project you're doing or something that you want people to become aware of that you're a part of, and you can drive them there and you can send them to another point of reference. So your bio is vitally, vitally important.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Matt. You know, one thing, and while we're talking about Instagram, because Instagram is getting a lot of traction right now, the engagement level is very high, and it's a fun and easy way, if you do it the right way, that you can grow your audience very quickly. And one thing I want to add to the bio that a lot of people don't understand and how the algorithms work for Instagram, but your name and username are the only fields that Instagram considers in search. So let's go back to that. So if you're on Instagram and someone's trying to search you, all right, search Matt Crane, search Jeremy Warner, search the Define Your Brand, search Define Your Brand podcast, it's only going to come up in your name and username. So let's think about that for a second and how important those two items in your bio are. And we'll talk about this in another podcast, but Let's go back and reflect on what you're currently using right now as your Instagram username, and what name do you have? Because you have to remember that your audience, and the only way that they're going to find you, is by those two items. Number two is hashtags. We all know hashtags are everything on Instagram. You have to make them work for you. Instagram hashtags are one of the best ways to grow your Instagram account and be organic. Using the right hashtags or a combination of hashtags, and you could do up to 30, and we highly recommend using all 30, can help you expose your brand to large and targeted audiences. In fact, your chance of attracting new followers and getting more likes and also increasing engagement vastly increased by the use of hashtags. So do an A-B test. Do one post with no hashtags and do a post with hashtags that is relevant to what that post is about, what your audience is, what your niche is, what type of business are you in. Every Instagram post you create can be accompanied by a short message or caption, and then with the hashtags. The hashtags help organize and categorize the photos and video content, which aids the process of your content discovery and optimization. Remember, guys, you can use up to 30 hashtags, so why not use all 30 of them? It helps your audience find you, find your post, and find the information that you're sharing and the value that you're bringing to the table by your post.
Well, and I want to, but you know, first of all, we all know hashtags are unbelievably important. But Jeremy, you hit on something right there that I hope everybody really took a major note on. Started, highlighted, wrote it all in capital letters. Hashtags relevant to the post that you are making. If you are trying to gain an audience in the health and fitness space and you put a post out about a sunset and you put get healthy, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't come across sincere. So I love what you said there, relevant to the post you are making. That is a very, very strong point and great, great point there, Jeremy, with hashtags.
Thanks.
I like Instagram stories. So for me, point number three is Instagram stories. And with over 200 million daily users, Instagram stories, they're the key to getting ahead on this platform in terms of reach, engagement, and discoverability. Instagram stories allow you to take your community behind the scenes, show them what's new in your world, and alert them to new products, services, and events, and so much more. Really allows you to help them see the more intimate side of who, what, and why you are, what you do, and why you always want to do it. Whether that's an actual person talking to the camera or an interactive click-through or stunning imagery, the aim of the game is to engage your customers and build interest in and loyalty to your business or brand. Instagram stories are the perfect place to provide some value to your community and show them something they can't see anywhere else. With Instagram stories, your content is more visible because of the adoption rate of users. Let's say if a user only has 10% of followers posting to stories, you have a much higher chance of being seen. And this means your Instagram story strategy should be to post regularly to stay current in the feeds. Additionally, social media algorithms tend to lean toward users who are more active and receive a lot of engagement. And one other point to note here as well is one other feature I like about stories, Jeremy, is you can also tag other users inside those stories, which does what? Draws that particular individual, brand, or business to that story and also gives it that much more opportunity to be seen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. You know, Instagram stories, especially within Rush Impact Media, you know, brings another level of content where you can be creative and allow to show your brand into a story form. And what people like the most, they like to see a story. They like to see what is going on daily in your life. So, you know, you can get up and maybe you go work out, you do a workout video, you get dressed for work, you drop, you know, some valuable information on what's going on today in the business. And then maybe you have some created content that comes behind it that talks about exactly the business that you're doing. Then you come back. But if you build a story around it, it's going to draw engagement. People want to see that. You know, you have to be frequent. And the best way that you're going to grow your audience is by utilizing not only the post options, but also utilizing Instagram. So the stories. So number four, tip number four, direct messaging, or what we like to call DM. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this all the time. DM, 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 DM. Instagram is the best platform that puts everybody on an even level playing field. Let's just think about that. So myself, Jeremy Warner, I can DM DJ Khaled, Antonio Brown, all these individuals on Instagram and say, hey, we do Snapchat geo filters, we do stories, we can share exactly what we do, we can bring value to them directly through DM. Instagram DMs or direct messaging is one of the most underutilized tools on Instagram. DMs let you send private messages, pictures, videos to any user on Instagram, and that is massive. It also allows you to create a group of 15. Say if you've been engaging with a client and you have the sales manager, you have other staff members within it, and you're just sharing value, 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 value. Well, now you can create a DM with up to 15 people of that organization, and you're bringing value to them all at the same time. You know, it could be just a, hey, thank you, greatly appreciate your time today. You know, oh, I saw your son playing soccer, boom, boom, boom. So there's a lot of different things you could do within DMs. Back to what we're talking about, you can create groups up to 15 people within the direct messages. Here's three ways that I use DMs to grow and develop my personal brand with my audience. And Matt, this is something that he does as well. And these are three tips just within direct messaging that's going to help you grow your attention to your audience. And number one is respond to an Instagram story. So just like Instagram, you can follow your favorite artists, you can follow your favorite brands, you can follow your favorite people in the world. You can watch their Instagram stories, and it allows you to directly respond right back to them within the story by a DM. Instagram stories are regularly used to share what's happening behind the scenes, and one of the fastest ways to build a relationship with someone is to let them know that one, you care about them, and two, you're taking notice of what they're doing. Instagram, social media is all about building relationships and responding to the stories within. Instagram direct messaging is one of the fastest and easiest ways to make a connection. Number two, nurture relationships. Instagram provides a great and a different type of environment to create and nurture relationships. Whether we're talking about new followers or existing customers, it's all about having engagement. And DM allows you to have that. You know, it takes 10 seconds to send a message. Send, hey, greatly appreciate your time. Hey, that video that you posted brought a lot of value to me. Thank you. Little things like that is how you're going to nurture that relationship. And it's just doing it over and over and over again. And number three, one of the key influential things that I love about the Instagram platform, connect with industry influencers. So this allows you to follow the greats of whatever it is in your business, of your brand, and it allows you to engage with them. The role that influencers have played in 2017 has increased, and it doesn't look like it's going to be slowing down anytime soon. Identify influencers in your niche and decide which ones would be great fit for your brand and your brand values. Pop them a DM, keep it friendly, Mention why you think they would be a great fit, and of course, your idea for a collaboration and how you can bring value to them. And then over a period of time, following them, liking their post, having engagement in their stories, having engagement through DM, always giving more than expecting receiving back. Always give 51%. Give, 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 give. Share that information. Share what they're doing to you and how they're helping you and the value that they're bringing to the table. And you can all do this directly with direct messaging or DMs.
I love it. And you know what, Jeremy? You could not have ended our podcast today on a higher note. And one note to make here too as well is that Jeremy's really hitting on, and I want to make sure we highlight it again, it's authenticity. Taking the time to send a direct message from yourself to either a key influencer that you respect or a new follower or someone that commented on your post and not do it in a robotic fashion allows people to know that you personally are taking responsibility of your brand and that you're taking responsibility of the value that you want to bring to everybody on your Instagram page. Once again, another great episode right here on Define Your Brand Podcast. We hope that every one of you found that these four tips on defining your brand on Instagram were valuable. Make sure you reach out to myself or Jeremy. Let us know how we're doing. But more importantly, you can always do that by leaving us a review on our podcast and sharing it with your audience. Remember, your brand is your responsibility, and we enjoy being with you each and every week right here on Define Your Brand.